Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an Associate Professor of Homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne is coming to us today from Sarasota, Florida, with a preaching entitled, The Sunday of the Word of God.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." We now find ourselves in the heart of January, which at least in the Northern Hemisphere tends to be the coldest, gloomiest month of the year. And of course, the farther north you go, the colder and gloomier it gets, even though the days have begun to edge upward in length by a minute or two each day, they are still unbearably short. We rise in the dark and then, before we've even eaten supper, find ourselves cast back into that dark. Any wonder that so many of our readings these last couple weeks have focused so often on light? A theme that's especially prominent today in the first reading, the responsorial psalm, and the gospel alike. Light, the first of God's creation. Light, that which allows life to grow and to green. That allows us to see what is right in front of us and to scan more distant horizons. Light warms us, makes us feel safe, can also burn us with its intensity, expose us. Upon being born, it's the first, the only real thing we see for weeks before our eyes develop the capacity for color and focus. As we age and our eyes slowly become gauzy again, light is the last thing we see as well. We could not exist without light. Nothing could. And clearly that's why in the early Christian community, light quickly became one of the first ways to talk about Jesus. How better to communicate the absolutely central role they experienced him playing in their lives? In Jesus's presence, they grew and greened. They finally understood. They finally saw what had been right in front of them all the time and had a picture of what lay ahead. In Jesus's presence, they felt warm and safe, while also seen, like nothing from their past was hidden from him. He was their beginning and their end. Life was not possible without him. He was the light in their darkest January. Yet, how to claim that experience of him as our own? For we who live 2,000 years after Jesus walked on earth, how do we participate in that growth and warmth and hope and understanding that he offers? The Christian community continues to offer us a clue. Each time we look to the sanctuary and see a candle lit at that table we call altar and that table we call ambo, we can encounter Christ, of course, in millions of places, but most consistently through every generation, we know that we continue to enjoy Christ's light through word and sacrament. Today, this third Sunday of Ordinary Time, we remember in a particular way Christ's light present in the word. In fall 2019, shortly before COVID shuttered churches for weeks and even months on end, Pope Francis declared that this Sunday should be set apart every year to lift up the gift of Scripture. It has struck me as prescient that only months before the pandemic hit, the Pope would call our special attention to the Word of God, almost as if he knew that even if we would not be able to partake in bread and wine, we could still be listening to and studying and praying with the Bible as a powerful way to experience the light of Christ in the darkest of times. Of course, we who listen to this podcast on a regular basis already knew this. It's a truth the Dominicans have been giving witness to for over 800 years, that through the Word, we continue to share in the light. Indeed, this third Sunday of Ordinary Time strikes me as a sort of annual feast day for those of us who listen to this podcast, something we'll want to mark in a special way each year, perhaps by inviting others to listen to the podcast, perhaps by doing some sort of enthronement of Scripture in our homes, perhaps by gifting a favorite preacher in our local community with a new commentary. Perhaps, gosh, there are 100 things we could do. Perhaps we could just pick one this day. For me, I will mark this third Sunday by praying for you, that regardless of whatever cold, wet, snow, gloom might lie outside your window today or be experienced in your soul, that this day may be one in which you encounter the light of Christ. May the Word of God continue to offer you growth, hope, warmth. May your prayer and study of Scripture this coming year illumine you, confront you, bring you life. While it may sometimes singe, may it also soothe. And may each time that you read the Word, may you hear the voice of Christ still speaking as if you were seated at his kitchen table in Capernaum. For open your ears and you will be there. The kingdom of God is not far away, but here at hand, once again, every time you open the Bible.